Hagman and the Hagman Report coming at you, coming to you live. Global Star Radio Network, BTR, and of course YouTube Live. Our guest, Dr. Ted Brower, healthmasters.com. The coupon code, Doug5, D-O-U-G-5, 5% off all purchases from healthmasters.com, no minimum. You know, you're going to want to take advantage of this. That's a great, and I want to thank Dr. Ted Brower for that. And folks, support Health Masters by buying your multiple vitamins, all nutritional supplements via Health Masters. It does help keep us on the air. It does. It does. Plus, you will be getting a premium product that's Health Masters, healthmasters.com. I can't think of a better, seriously, I cannot think of anything better, any other better, supplement than from Health Masters, and I am walking proof of that. Although, seriously, I don't look as good as Ted, but you know what? It's the camera. It's the camera. That's what's going on here. Before we get back to Dr. Brower, a couple of things, a couple of housekeeping issues. Liz Crokin will be back with us on Monday. Liz, I should also, I'd be remiss if I didn't say this. The information that she has uncovered is deposited, she has reposited it in multiple venues, including with us. Do not, so, you know, going after her, her saying she's not suicidal. I mean, this is serious business. You know, Robert Spencer was poisoned in Iceland. All right, he's alive, but he was poisoned in Iceland. There are enemies out there that, that want to kill people with information, knowledge, and the truth. So just understand this is serious business. However, just so you know, Liz Crokin has deposited that information that she's got, her investigative results, with multiple parties. So she's insulated there while the news is, you know, while waiting for the information to come out. We're just going to kick it right back to Ted. Ted, go ahead, sir.
Doug, I'm back to the picture thing on the internet. So that's why we did that shot, is for the supplement bottles. I'm including Austin on the supplement bottles now, because I'm 61, sharing 60, and you know, I was in a semi-retirement mode anyhow when basically the good Lord called me out of my retirement about, it'd be 6 years ago this summer. And so I'm just really blessed to be doing what I do and being active in my 60s, though most people would rather be playing golf if they were me. But I'm out here doing all of this stuff because always remember, everybody, I'm older than Doug. That's very important that you know that. And I try to practice what I preach.
Much older.
That's why those, and remember also, guys, the venue that we have, you know, we built a huge business in the secular market years ago when we were on national radio and TV on all these different venues. And so a lot of our listeners that we have and a lot of the people that support Health Masters are not Christians. And I just want you to know that. I mean, that's why when we have a huge Christian following and a huge Christian basis, I'm blessed by that. I really am. But I want you to know something. Even the folks that aren't Christians, we still preach the same truth about Christ to all of them. And I put a link to every single person gets an email from me every single day with my latest talk show, which we talk about Jesus literally every day, because I want people to know out there where I'm coming from. In fact, I had one of our customers and listeners out of England send us an email the other day, Doug, and he said, "We really love your products. We really love what they do, and we really love your talk show, but we don't want you to talk about the religious stuff anymore. We only want you to talk about the news and the things that you know from nutrition, biochemistry, and the news breaking stories." And I emailed him back and I said, "I can't do that." And I said, "What's in me is in me. The Holy Spirit permeates me. The resonance frequency of the Holy Spirit's completely engulfed me. I'm completely immersed in Christianity. It's who I am. It's who I've been since 1979 when I got saved, now almost 40 years ago." And I said, "I cannot disassociate myself from Christianity, because if I don't talk about what happened in Genesis chapter 6, none of this stuff makes any sense. Because why in the world would somebody poison their own planet when they've got to live on it?" I'm going to repeat that. If you don't look at it from an evil standpoint, you don't get it. But when you understand that a person is that evil, they don't care if they poison their own planet because they're doing the work of their master, who is Lucifer, then it makes sense. Because otherwise, you'd have to be insane to poison your own drinking water. You have to be insane to poison your own atmosphere. And that's what these guys are doing, because they don't care. Because remember, their mantra is to turn everything evil that God has made, to turn it upside down, to empower the beast to come out of the pit. That's the goal of Kabbalah. That's what these guys are involved in. And we talked about that 2 weeks ago when I hosted your show, when you let me do that, and we brought on Pastor John Terrell, and he went into detail on all of this stuff. Because otherwise, if you don't talk about Christianity and the redeeming blood of Christ and salvation and who we are through Jesus, none of it makes any sense. But guys, so I know the picture's over the top. I got that. But again, That's just how we look. And I mean, I'm 61 years old. I've been working out for a long time. We take our supplements, especially the HGH Stimulate. I take that. I try to take that every single day because that really helps to maintain lean muscle mass as you get older. And it also works as a natural Viagra, which is great, which quite frankly, that's nice. And so it does a lot of different things for different people, including helping to stabilize blood pressure. So that's why it is our number one seller, by the way. It has been for many, many years. Now let's talk about soy.
Yeah. Just one thing about the picture, Ted. You know, that's your product. So you have every right, in my view, to show what your product, the end result of your product. And I don't think it's over the top. I think it's, I think it's 100%. And believe me, this, your products work and you, that picture is the result. And thank you for that because otherwise, you know, people who talk about this and don't post pictures like that, you got to wonder why. So thank you for that. That's just my personal opinion.
Thanks, Doug. That is true. But I, in fact, it was funny because I took the last pictures when I was 55 and Sharon was 54. And I told her, I said, let's go and take the next pictures when we're both in our 60s. And Sharon said, well, I don't want to do that. I said, well, no, we need to. I need to be 61 and you need to be 60. That way we can show people that we're in our seventh decade and we're still doing what we need to do. And we're basically having fun with all of this stuff. You know, we're enjoying all of this stuff. So that's the whole thing that we try to do with people is we try to tell them, hey, look, guys, here's the thing. You could feel look great even in your 60s if you want to. But it's a choice. It's gonna, you gotta wanna. And I talked to a lady just the other day here up in Hiawassee and it was a gentleman's wife and she was asking me questions and she's just been diagnosed with diabetes and she's a sugaraholic and she's 67 years old. And I looked at her and she goes, well, what do you want to tell me? Are you gonna fuss at me about sugar? And I said, no, why would I fuss at you? You're 67 years old. I said, you gotta wanna change your diet. I said, if you don't wanna change your diet, why am I gonna fuss at you? Why am I even gonna talk to you? There's no point. Until you get willing and ready to say, hey, I don't want to take metformin anymore. Hey, I don't. And by the way, she's taking metformin and insulin both right now. And she's only been diabetic for a couple of years. And see, you got to ask yourself a simple question. When is enough enough? When are you going to start changing your diet? I mean, if you're 10 pounds, 20 pounds, 30, 40, 50 pounds, 100, 200 pounds overweight, when are you going to say genug? In German, that means enough. When are you going to say enough of this? I don't want to live like this anymore. When you can't breathe because of allergies, you can't breathe because of your belly, you can't bend over and tie your shoes anymore, and you're always short of breath, when are you going to say enough? And see, and that's what I tell people. You know, why in the world won't you do that? I mean, people go out and spend 20, 30, 40, 50, 60, 70, 100 bucks for a meal, eating out with their family. But they don't want to buy a $25 bottle of vitamins that'll keep them healthy. Well, okay. I don't know how to combat that. So all I say is, well, when you get convicted enough, let me know. I mean, I don't know how to do that. They'll spend $100. Some kids will spend $100, $200 on a pair of tennis shoes, for heaven's sakes, but they want to go out and eat junk food all the time. But let me get off my soapbox and start back on these allergies. Soy was the next. In 1996, they decided that soy was being used in so many products, especially soy oil and tofu, et cetera, because all the health food people started going nuts on soy, that they wanted to make it withstand more and more weed killer Roundup, Monsanto. So Monsanto re-engineered soy, and they made it so you could soak it down in Roundup and not kill it. The problem is they didn't bother to tell anybody you're also soaking the soybeans down in Roundup. Now, the government around the world said, no, we don't want your soybeans, but the United States saw it, and they said, our government said, hey, it's okay, the tobacco industry got away with it, so we'll go ahead and do it too. We don't care. Let's see what happens. Then corn. That's what happened in the late 1990s. People started getting tired of all the pesticides being sprayed on corn, so Monsanto came in and said, hey, what we can do is we can engineer corn from a DNA genetic standpoint, from a genetic modification, that we can engineer it to become a pesticide and release pesticides from the corn itself to poison the bugs so we don't have to spray it. All around the world, they said, absolutely not. We said, sure, why not? Let's give it a try. EPA now regulates corn as an insecticide, Doug. It's regulated as an insecticide. So that's why we have these massive reactions to corn, to soy, and to dairy. And all of this approval was done because of tobacco, again, because of the substantial equivalence to facilitate the appeal process on human trials. That's exactly why they did what they did, because they didn't want us asking questions about any of this stuff. That's why now we have huge problems with milk, eggs, soy, nuts, wheat. Remember, the milk's loaded bovine growth hormone. The eggs, the chickens are being fed soy protein, which is trashing out the eggs. The peanuts are being sprayed with glyphosate, and the wheat's being sprayed with glyphosate, which is Roundup, before it's harvested. Now we have massive allergies to all of these things. And remember, our taxpayer funds are being used to chemically treat our crops only. They don't pay organic farmers to grow. They don't do that. In fact, organic farmers are put under all types of very strict regulation to prove their products are organic with no government funding. And if you don't get enough money from your organic crops, you've got to raise the price. And that's why the organic food is more expensive, because it's not being subsidized by our federal government. Because remember, the fees the farmers are being charged to grow non-GMOs because they're organic are not applied to the people who are growing the poisonous crops. Remember, Kraft and Coca-Cola, they don't use these GMO ingredients in foods that they distribute to other countries. I'm going to repeat that. Kraft and Coca-Cola don't use these GMO ingredients, or they didn't several years ago. They may have changed, in foods distributed to other countries. Why? Because these other countries have banned the use or the importation of these foods. So Kraft and Coca-Cola is perfectly capable of taking this stuff out of our food supply, but they don't want to do that. Remember, 16% of the total GDP of the United States is healthcare. I mean, it's in the hundreds of billions of dollars every single year. Why? Because we're trying to basically ameliorate the symptoms from all of the poison that we're feeding the population. So there's several things that you could do with your children and with your family that I want to cover with you real quick. And this is really important, and I covered part of these on my show this week. In fact, it was on yesterday's show.
All right.
Okay, you want to cover them? Number one, Joe and Doug, and we talked about this all night, is food. Try to eat organic. Try to eat foods that aren't sprayed with pesticides. That's really important, especially if you're having health problems. You want to mitigate as much as you possibly can by changing your diet and taking the proper supplements. That's super, super important. And if you can't get organic, at least get non-GMO, because the organic's a little bit more pricey, but the non-GMO in some cases doesn't really do much more as far as cost. Number two, really watch what your kids listen to and watch on TV. Katy Perry just came out with a new music video, and I'm not promoting it. Don't watch it. Don't look at it. It's called Bon Appetit, and it's actually a satanic ritual in which she's being served on a table as food. And at the end of the video, she actually eats a bunch of human body parts that's served to her in a pie. It's being served to her. I mean, complete and total.
Yeah, we saw that.
Yeah. It's complete and total Satanism. And I remember I had a pastor friend of mine just a few weeks ago. He knows Katy Perry, and he knows her parents, who are missionaries. And he basically talked about knowing Katy Perry from the pulpit. And he has a huge megachurch, like 20,000 members, has to do like 6 or 7 services every Sunday morning. And what was interesting about this, before his service was even over with, because I was watching it on the line, I said, really? You're going to name drop Katy Perry to your congregation? Obviously, you're not aware of what she's involved in. And he immediately texted me back after the sermon was over. He goes, wow, dog, I didn't know that. Because I sent him like 10 links of all of the stuff, including her Illuminati Super Bowl halftime satanic service that she had, plus this new movie, this video that she's doing when she's being eaten on a table and served, which is one of the things they do, by the way, in their little soul-cooking parties. They actually have these human being effigies that look just like humans that they actually serve. I mean, these people are sick, okay? A bunch of weirdos. And see, that's the kind of weird stuff they're involved with that they're trying to shut Wiener up about so he doesn't start singing like a canary. You know, let's see what happens with Wiener in jail and how long that actually lasts and what happens to him after he gets out. So this is the kind of stuff that you've got to protect your children from, because guys, when Austin was like 14 years old, he started listening to really hard rap music. He was into karate. He was a first degree black belt. He had fought in the U.S. Open and placed 4th in the world in open contact karate championships. It's called the U.S. Open. I don't really talk about that much on the show because, you know, that's been years ago for Austin, and he was big time scrapper when he was young, and I don't like to promote that behavior, but he's not like that anymore. He's 28 years old now. And what was interesting, he started listening to this black rap music is what it was, and it was about killing and all this other crazy stuff, because a lot of the kids in his karate team were black. And so what ended up happening is he became engrossed in this music, and it totally changed his behavior, and it made him go through a really bad prodigal son experience, so to say, for 5 or 6 years until he came back out of it. So I warn people, do what you have to do to prevent your children from being involved with that type of media and that type of music. If they're listening it to on their cell phones and you're giving them the cell phones, take the cell phone away. I have a 14-year-old who basically, we got her a cell phone a few weeks ago. This is Savannah. and she couldn't handle it. She started texting stuff to her friends and being real secretive and all this stuff and erasing her text messages. And finally, she came to me and says, "Dad, I really can't handle this cell phone. I don't think I should have this." So I just snapped it in half and threw it in the garbage, which is where it was going anyhow. She knew that. It was a little $20 cell phone that we got at Metro, right? It wasn't anything expensive. But I said, "No, you don't need to have this." But I made sure it was not even capable of connecting to the internet. It was a flip phone. Because the internet has caused a lot of problems with these children now being completely addicted to pornography at very, very young ages. I'm talking about 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10-year-olds watching porn. This is not good, guys. This is really, really bad what it's doing. It's bad enough for adults because of what it does in the human brain with the nucleus accumbens, which we've talked about many times on your show. But guys, children don't need to be involved or seeing any of this stuff. Now, number three, watch out for vaccinations with the kids. I've talked about this to nauseam on your show and on my show, and here's why. A lot of these vaccines contain the very allergens, including egg and soy and peanut oil and byproducts, including human placental extract. I mean, this is from aborted fetuses that are being put into the vaccines, and it's massively causing massive allergy problems in these children. Because what happens when you inject this foreign protein directly into the blood and it gets attached to the muscle or goes to the muscle fiber, the macrophage starts to see this and it starts to attack it. Well, when it does that, it grabs some of your muscle with it and it codes into its own DNA, the macrophage does, that this muscle's bad. So then you start getting these autoimmune disorders like lupus and all these other things that we've talked about on your show so many times. That's why it's so important to realize if you're going to do vaccinations, make sure you know what's in the vaccines. In fact, what I do now, in fact, I'm so adamant about it because of all these 78 vaccines they want kids to get. If I care about somebody and I want to be part of their life and I want to try to help them the best I can, like my friends or whatever, or my colleagues, I will actually send them that movie that was done about a year and a half, 2 years ago called Vaxxed, V-A-X-X-E-D. And if you really love someone, a loved one or a family member, but you don't know how to approach this very sensitive topic, just send them the movie and let them watch it. Because it's like this. There are certain things that are 5 alarm bell fire things. In other words, if I'm in a hotel room and a hotel and you guys are next door with me, Joe and Doug, and the fire alarm goes off and you're in the other room, but you don't hear the fire alarm and the hotel's filling up with smoke and you guys are sleeping, I'm going to do whatever I have to do to open that door to get you guys up, to get you safe. And if it would come to the point that I would actually discharge my .45 and blow a hole in the doggone door lock to get the door open if I had to get you guys out so you'd save your life. That's a 5 alarm fire thing. These things that I'm talking about need to be treated like a 5 alarm fire thing. You need to realize there are certain things like the GMO foods and the poisons they're giving us, including these BT toxins and these pesticides and the stuff they're putting into the food that changes you epigenetically, which changes the next generation. All of this stuff is being done, by the way, to reduce the population of the planet. Also, the music. You need to talk to your kids about this and intervene if they're doing things with their cell phones or listen to the music they shouldn't listen to. Vaccines is another one of these things you need to kick the hotel room down and say, "Look, I'm not going to drag you out, but I'm going to give you this video to watch before this place burns down so you'll realize this place is really on fire. You need to be aware of this and understand that we need to make some changes here before you get pregnant or before you have this baby. You've got to decide on what you want to do." And, of course, we need to also realize that we need to make sure that our children and our loved ones get exposed to church. And if we can possibly do it, we can't convict them to do it, but we can facilitate it for them to get saved and accept Jesus Christ as their Lord and Savior. Very, very important, all of these things that we need to do for our families and our loved ones to keep them healthy. In fact, just this week, in fact, today, Doug, I reported on my show that they're now saying in a publication over in England that you're a sexist if you tell a pregnant woman or suggest that a woman, not drink alcohol, including binge drinking while she's pregnant with a child. That you're a sexist. If you're a guy and you say to a woman, "Well, maybe you don't need to do this," even if you're married to that woman, you're a sexist. Now, man, how far does our society have to go, Doug and Joe, before we don't realize that you're not a sexist if you ask your wife not to drink while she's pregnant? What's up with these people, Doug, Joe?
That's like saying, I mean, you know, the women, abortion is a woman's health right, and, you know, this pushback, I heard it today on the radio, they said that it was, oh goodness, what do you call it when a woman's pregnant, they take maternity leave? It's an attack on maternity to deprive women of the right to abortion. Everything is being framed, you know, based on these people's, feelings and what offends them. And these are the new buzzwords, you know, racism, misogynist, sexist. They use to describe somebody who goes against anything that these people feel they're entitled to. It's very strange.
Let me pull up the article. This is an article that was actually written by a guy it's in the Telegraph, and it's by Henry Bodkin. You guys can look it up. And it says, advising women not to drink when pregnant is sexist and causes needless anxiety. I don't even know if they don't even know what fetal alcohol syndrome is. And I mean, and it says, there's no robust evidence. Now there is evidence, but there's not robust, however they're defining robust, that moderate or light drinking or even episodes of binge drinking, can cause long-term damage to the fetus. What planet are these guys on? We all know that pregnant women shouldn't drink alcohol and that alcohol is a neurotoxin. I mean, why in the world, if you cared about your infant, would you do alcohol when you were pregnant, Doug and Joe? That makes absolutely no sense to me at all. Oh, by the way, now, this is another interesting story. The Psychiatric Association wants the FDA, and let me share something with you real quick about the Psychiatric Association. I'm not saying that all psychiatrists are nuts and they're a bunch of weirdos. But here's what I am saying. Most psychiatrists are nuts and they're weirdos. I mean, these guys they see everything with these sexual deviant terms. This thing is messed up. Psychiatry in general is a mess. And that's why they give people these tricyclic antidepressants, these serotonin reuptake inhibitors, when now they've shown repeatedly in double-blind studies that fish oil, omega-3 fats, work as well in the moderate, the mild forms of depression as Prozac does, than a placebo does. I mean, it's crazy that, you know, that this product is being pushed on the population. But now the Psychiatric Association wants the FDA to expand electroshock treatment on children and elderly. I mean, this is a barbaric practice that's been done, which kills part of the brain. It's like a partial lobotomy. Remember in the movie One Flew Over the Cuckoo's Nest, when Jack Nicholson had this basically electroconvulsive shock therapy, and now they're saying, well, it's not as bad as it used to be. Well, actually, it is as bad as it used to be, but now they give you muscle relaxers because people are actually breaking bones during this process of this electroconvulsive shock therapy, which kills portions of the brain. Now, I don't know why in the world that they think this barbaric practice should be done to children, but they actually do this to children as young as infants, as young as one-month-old babies are given electroconvulsive shock therapy. And they're saying that here's how it all started. First came the pigs. The science behind electroshock therapy as treatment was born out of the slaughterhouse in Rome, Italy. In 1938, the Italian psychiatrist Ugo Cerletti saw pigs being electrically shocked before they were slaughtered, causing them to convulse and become more docile. Here we go, guys. More docile for the New World Order, thereby making them easier to kill. This inspired Cerletti to try the same treatment on human beings. That's how it was birthed, by the way. And they say it's a good kind of brain damage. 79 years after electroshock convulsive therapy was invented, psychiatrists admit they still don't know how it works. Numerous theories have been proposed, none of which have been found in mainstream science acceptance. And among psychiatric theories is that it causes a good kind of brain damage. I don't even know what that's supposed to mean. Psychiatry claimed that this new type of electroshock therapy isn't as bad because these people are given muscle relaxers so they don't break bones when this happens. It's not any better, guys. It's the power to harm. I mean, this is crazy. A modern electroshock treatment delivers a pulse of current to the brain that is 7.5 times stronger than electric fences used to deter bears, for heaven's sakes, which deliver a shock to the bear when it touches the charged wire. Yet psychiatrists are currently lobbying to increase the use of ECT on children. In fact, the American Psychiatric Association has requested that the FDA, which regulates these devices, allow them to broaden their use of electroshock on children and adolescents. In fact, in a letter to the FDA, the APA states, having access to rapid and effective treatments such as electroconvulsive shock therapy is especially meaningful in children and adolescents, already shocking 0 to 5 year olds. Psychiatrists claim children are infrequently electroshocked, but no state or federal agency is documenting how many children are being electroshocked every year, and state medical records obtained through the Freedom of Information Act request they've been shocked as low as 0 to 5 under the guise of treatment. I mean, this doesn't make sense. And now they're saying that you should be able to use it on pregnant women, but they don't tell you they have a much higher infant mortality rate of 7.1% when the women are shocked when they're pregnant. Basically, you electrocute the fetus. I can't even believe, guys, that these people think that all of this stuff is okay and it's all in the name of science. What do you think about this, Joe or Doug? I mean, to me, it's just really weirdo.
What can you say? I mean, electroshock therapy, lobotomies, all of this that you mentioned, and then of course, hey, we're going to be humane and give muscle relaxants out. then, you know, bringing it forward to your, oh man, how crazy does it have to get, Ted?
Doug, I don't know, but I want to read one other article. Now, this is a pretty good article from Pam Martins. I don't agree with a lot of stuff she says, but she wrote a pretty good article in this, and it was about the Mnuchin. They had the Mnuchin confirmation hearings for the U.S. Treasury Department. You know, Mnuchin's a big Goldman Sachs boy, and they were talking during the yesterday. And here's what he said. This is interesting. He said that during yesterday's hearing, Mnuchin dispelled the lie that the Trump administration has fostered for months, that it was considering restoring the Glass-Steagall Act, which is very important, by the way, and breaking up the big banks in Washington and on Wall Street. After Mnuchin attempted to say that this had never been their position, Senator Warren called his testimony bizarre, crazy, and something like out of the George Orwell. Mnuchin's reception from Senator Cortez of Nevada was equally frosty. She previously served as the Attorney General for Nevada for 8 years, told Mnuchin that dancing around the way you've done reminded her of the bankers and Wall Street executives who were in the conference room as the Attorney General during the worst foreclosure crisis we've ever seen. I mean, this is some crazy stuff that Mnuchin is saying, that they have absolutely no intentions of restoring Glass-Steagall. I mean, that's nuts, because that needs to be put back in immediately. Mr. Mnuchin's career began in trading the financial products that brought on the housing crash and the Great Recession, and nearly two decades at Goldman Sachs. He left in 2002 and joined a hedge fund. In 2004, he spun off a hedge fund of his own, Dune Capital, and it was only a few lackluster years before Dune began to wind down its investments in 2008. In early 2009, Mnuchin led a group of investors that purchased a bank called IndyMac, renaming it One West, which was really unique, because while Mr. Mnuchin was CEO, the bank proved it could put more vulnerable people on the street faster than just about anybody else around. So, I mean, this is crazy that Mnuchin's in there. I don't like this confirmation whatsoever, Doug, and I sure don't like Gottlieb, who is a huge proponent of vaccines with GlaxoSmithKline, was on his board, and we worked in new product development. He said that no further testing needs to be done on vaccines, and they're totally safe. Guys, this is crazy. Some of these people that we have that have been appointed by the Trump administration that basically need to be drained out of the swamp before they're actually put in. What do you think, Doug and Joe?
You know, a lot of the swamp, you know, we hear a lot of talk, drain the swamp. Trump used that as a campaign slogan. And you're right, you know, a lot of the appointments from bankers, you know, Goldman Sachs, and just very questionable picks. And I don't know if you saw this, Ted, but there's rumors in the news, speculation that Joe Lieberman is the front runner for the FBI.
I saw him, buddy.
Man.
A lot of people say,
what the hell is he doing?
I don't know, bud. I mean, if anybody needs to put in there, he needs to put in, Trey Gowdy, I guess. I would like to see him in the FBI, head guy. And, you know, it's just, I mean, don't get me wrong, I'm not 100% with everything he does either, but I mean, at least he's a pit bull and he wants to go after people. But remember, they want to put people in, they're going to maintain the narrative, Doug and Joe. 95% of this entire media is controlled by the bankers through their interlocking corporate directorships we talked about at the beginning of the show. And they want to control the narrative of what people are told and what they're saying. Because remember, the Bible says that there's a veil that's been placed on the minds of the unbeliever. It's that energy field that's around the planet. And that veil is basically being controlled by these sorcerers and magicians and these satanic sacrifices. And they've got people in a trance, so to speak. The Bible even calls it out. And so we have to realize that the Bible is very accurate with the types of terminology that it uses. And so they've been blinded by the god of this age, which is Lucifer, to not see the truth.
Right.
And one of the ways they do that is through the media. And the media continues to promote the lying narrative. In fact, John Rappaport does a really good job explaining all of that, turning everybody into what's called a victim status. And so if they believe the mainstream lies and the mainstream media, and they don't want to wake up and they've been drinking the fluoride for all of these years, they simply, in many cases, don't have the reasoning skills or the ability to step away. That's why I love your audience. Your audience, my audience, is Hodge's audience, Sheila's audience. All these people that listen to these alternative talk shows are awake. And that's why we call our own talk show hosts out. And we say, hey, wait a minute, guys. Maybe you shouldn't say this. And a lot of times we do that in private. I don't do that on the air, by the way. I don't do that on the air. I'm not going to cause disunity or division. But the reality is this. If you have a problem with somebody, you got to call them out. I've talked to many talk show hosts before. And I say, you know, guys, why are you doing this? It's like me calling out that pastor the other day and saying, hey, look, this isn't cool. You just promoted Katy Perry from your pulpit. this isn't cool. In fact, that kind of sucks, to be honest with you. I told him that. I said, how in the world can you promote somebody who's a known globalist satanic operative who does this kind of sick stuff and poisons the hearts and the minds of these kids? Just like that sicko Luke Pearlman who died in prison a few years ago from the Backstreet Boys, who was a known pedophile and forced all these young boys to run, do all these sex acts on him to be able to become developed. Because remember, these guys want to have a narrative of the weak male. They don't want alpha males. They don't want the John Wayne persona or your persona, Doug, or my persona, or Joe's or Austin's. Right. They want men to be weak. A few years ago, they had a young man, I forgot his name, I think it was Zach Sebo. He was on The Voice, which is a talk show for singing, or not a talk show, a singing reality show. And the guy was like the new Elvis. I mean, the guy was amazing. He did a show, got a new girlfriend, and had everybody standing up and screaming. And they even said he's going to win the show. But remember, a lot of the producers, including Clive Davis, who works with these big shows like this, who's huge in the record industry, is bisexual. We know that. He's admitted to that. And all of a sudden, they don't want the narrative of another Elvis or another Tom Jones or another Bing Crosby or another Dean Martin or another singer that's macho. They want these guys that are these girly boys, these transsexuals, to be put in these high positions and to be idolized by these teens. I mean, now they're having transvestites that are basically having parties with young 4- and 5-year-old children, teaching them how to sing transvestite songs and asking how many of them would like to be transvestites. I mean, look at the mess that with Bill Nye the Science Guy a few weeks ago when he had all these crazy perverted things that he was talking about transsexualism and transvestites and all of this other stuff that he was promoting. This is the mainstream narrative of the elite. They don't want us raising little alpha males any longer. They don't want them out hunting and out taking karate and out doing this. They don't want a Zach Sebo singing really good songs that are macho like we used to have back in the 50s and the 60s. They don't want that anymore. They don't want any of that stuff. They want these girly men, these girly boys singing who look like they're basically a girl-boy combination. I'm not picking on them because a lot of that happens when women drink soy products, eat soy, or basically drink soy milk, or get a lot of hormones in their food supply through the meat they're eating when they're pregnant. They can chemically castrate that child in utero, causing it to become feminized. We've talked about that in detail on your show. And in fact, let me cover that real quick because I can't just throw that out at your new listeners because I know your audience is getting bigger and bigger. When I was taking embryology at Florida State University back in the fall of 1975, I had a German professor. His name was Dr. Visa. May he rest in peace. He's gone now. And he was actually a victim of polio. And he was talking one time about how sexual differentiation occurs in the embryo, in the zygote, they call it, because of the Y chromosome in the woman after a certain point of the pregnancy. He said that all mammals are basically conceived female. And it's because of the Y chromosome that the mother starts to secrete testosterone during the gestational process, which allows the secondary sex characteristics of the male to come forth during pregnancy. And this is why it's so important that you do not introduce what's called an exogenous hormone into the pregnancy while the woman is basically in this developmental phase. And here's why. If you put estrogen either through the food supply or through soy into a woman who's pregnant while she has a little boy in her, the estrogen and the testosterone are what we call antagonistic. They cancel each other out. So there's insufficient quantity of testosterone to provide proper secondary sex characteristics for the little boy. A little girl is born with a right brain dominant hemisphere. A little boy is born with a left brain dominant hemisphere. And when a little boy is being basically in utero, inside the uterus with his mother, and he doesn't require, and he doesn't get enough testosterone, he will be born with very small genitalia in many cases and with a right brain dominant hemisphere. In other words, what happens to him is he's chemically castrated while he's still in the womb. This is very important if you're pregnant or you're listening to this show and you have somebody that you know is pregnant. They listen to at least this 5-minute segment of the show. That's why you don't want to eat soy products or drink milk with bovine growth hormone or eat products that have female hormone added to them in the form of food or antibiotics or anything else while you're pregnant. It's very important you don't do that. Another thing, this is why you don't want to give your children soy protein as a formula, if at all possible, a much better alternative if they're allergic to the formula system with the cow's milk is to give them raw certified goat's milk if it's illegal and available in your state, but it does have to be slightly fortified with certain nutrients, and we have that in Sharon's cookbook, Train Up Your Children in the Way They Should Eat, the entire formula on the goat's milk formula. Now, the reason soy is so bad, one glass of soy milk a day is equivalent to taking two or three birth control pills for that woman. That's how much female estrogen is released inside of the body. When that happens, you can chemically change that little boy's left brain dominant hemisphere to a right brain dominant hemisphere of a woman by giving him soy protein for the first few months of his life. And as far as I know, unless God does a supernatural miracle, there's no way to switch it back to a left brain dominant hemisphere, Doug and Joe. That's why it's so important that you understand that globalists are doing this on purpose, because they want to feminize the male population of the United States. They don't want boys and girls dating and having babies. They want boys dating boys and girls dating girls. Now they're saying that if a man has a man crush on another guy and he has sex with another guy in a homosexual relationship and he's happily married to his wife, supposedly, that he's not gay, that he's just experiencing his sexual whatever, and that's okay. Guys, that's not okay. The Bible says the acts of the sinful nature are obvious. It's not okay. And if you have a problem and you've got a right brain dominant hemisphere and you're a guy and you like to dress like a girl or talk like a girl or act like a girl or whatever, that doesn't necessarily mean you're gay. It just means that you may have been chemically castrated in utero against your own wishes. So you don't have to fulfill those fantasies or those things that you want to do. You don't have to do that. You can maintain a good relationship with Christ and come out of that lifestyle. But they don't want you to come out of the lifestyle. The globalists don't, because everything is being done to subvert the population and to create as much chaos and as much damage as they possibly can to every single person on the planet. Why? Because they want a population reduction. That's why the fluoride is being used. That's why all of this stuff's being used on a regular basis, because, quite frankly, they don't want anybody going in and becoming macho and doing what they do. They don't want that. Absolutely do not want that whatsoever. They want a bunch of feminized weaklings that can't stand up against the New World Order, who will capitulate to every wish that they have, Doug and Joe. That's why it's so important that we raise little Americans and we raise little patriots. That's why this Sabbatean group that's involved with all of this stuff, this witchcraft and everything else they're involved in, they're doing everything they possibly can to destroy the masculinity of the people and the men in the United States, and including globally, which is one of the other reasons they started putting fluoride into the water supply back in 1947, because it makes you servile and infertile. So it's so important that you don't drink fluorine or chlorine, because these are both halogens. The thyroid gland thinks that they're iodine. It absorbs them. It causes hypothyroidism. It causes all kinds of glandular dysfunctions. And it's so important, guys, that you eat as clean as you possibly can every single day, and make sure your kids eat clean, because if you don't, you're not going to get the nutrients that you need. And you've got to take a really good, high-quality supplement. Our Health Masters multiple vitamins are a cellulose capsule, the highest quality cellulose we can get, which is a vegetable capsule with powdered nutrients in them, with activated B vitamins, which open up as soon as you put them into your system, allowing your body to digest them. The shellac-coated vitamins, a lot of these different types of one-in-eight products that are out there, they're very difficult to digest. And if you actually could actually digest them, they're probably toxic, because they're using things like cyanide cobalamin, which is their B12 equivalent of the synthetic B12. So we don't do any of that. We give you the highest quality supplements you can possibly get by simply giving you the highest quality nutrients. In fact, many times we'll be out of backorder. You say, people say, well, sometimes you're backordered. You know why we're backordered on things sometimes, Doug? Because we batch test every raw material that comes in. And if the test is not proven that that product is what it says it is, we refuse it. We do heavy metal testing on our batches. If we have products that come in that are contaminated with anything, we refuse it. So every once in a while, we'll end up with a backorder situation, because a batch will come in. Because I'm not going to give you guys something or feed your children something or allow you to take something or ingest something from Health Masters that's not something I would give my own kids or my own family. That's why it's so important that you know where you're getting your vitamins and your supplements from, and you only get the best from healthmasters.com. And again, we have the Doug 5 coupon tonight. And I really hope, Doug, that we've been able to teach the listeners and help the listeners tonight to learn a few things about why there's so many allergies in the children, what they've done to the food supply. And if this stuff makes you angry and you're upset after what you heard, what they did with the corn and the milk and the soy and all of this stuff, join the club. It's got me pretty ticked off too, because what I've learned is this. If you don't have the knowledge and you don't apply the knowledge and you don't spread the knowledge, we can't stop this mess. And what really made me even madder is when I found out that Kraft and Coca-Cola, they don't put this crap in the foods they sell overseas, because they refuse to allow it to be imported into the country. That's what's crazy, Doug, which means they have every ability not to poison us like they're doing, but they're doing it through their stupid beta test because they want us to be basically a measurement as far as what's happening, a data point, so to speak, and all of these crazy experiments they're doing, with including the chemtrails, including the GMO foods, including the growth hormones, including all of this stuff they make us eat and feed us, and they tell us it's all okay and it's all healthy for us. It's all a bunch of hogwash, Doug.
Yeah, it is. Wow. And I have to say that, just to reiterate and to really drive home the point, you know, healthmasters.com, Healthmasters Nutritional Supplements changed my life. They really have. And I can tell a difference when I don't take them for a day or two. I can tell an immediate difference. And it's not a good difference. It's a bad difference. So I would urge everyone, and so much information is being passed by Dr. Ted Brower here on our show. It's an incredibly informative segment. I have to go back and, just reference what you said about the, in utero, chemical castration, if you will. It's just, to me, this is incredible information. It causes me to relook at things. It's the evil of the globalists that's planning, the evil being planned and instituted by the globalists. And just to be clear, the globalists, of course, are those people in positions of power and authority in government and private corporations who are really setting the rules, or bending the rules, I should say, and causing all of this. So thank you, for the information. And number two, thank you for the products that you provide for us, because these are great products, and they level out the playing field too, to the best extent possible. And I think people really need to be prepared, because Ted, we're coming into some pretty rough road here. I think this summer, I truly believe it's going to be a summer of rage, and I think that the last thing I want to be is debilitated when I could in fact be at full potential. You know, so that's why your products are important in our preparations and our daily use. And that's just, so those are my thoughts.
Well, Doug,
as random as
those are. Doug, you're right. I mean, and Joe, I'm sure you feel the same way. I mean, if you're sick and you're on a dozen prescription meds or five prescription meds or even just insulin and you have to have it, you're required to have it, what if you don't get it? Doesn't it make more sense to try to get healthy to start with instead of having to deal with this problem if it actually occurs? It's like I tell parents, the time to decide whether or not you're going to vaccinate is not after the baby is born and the baby's 2 minutes old and they want to take it and give it a Hep shot. That's not the time to decide whether you want vaccines or not. You've got to make that decision before you get pregnant. You know, the time to decide if you want to be healthy doesn't mean that you have to have cancer first or heart disease or diabetes or you have to have amputation or you have to go blind. And now all of a sudden, and I've had this happen so many times, Doug. People will come to me, or it used to come to me when I had my clinic set up. Of course, I don't have the clinic anymore, but this was years ago back in the 80s. You know, we'd have to have the 40 patients a day coming through the clinic. And their doctors would release them with like stage 2, stage 3, stage 4 terminal cancer, giving them absolutely no hope and to go home to die. They've already burned out their liver with chemotherapy and radiation and all the other things they've done. They come in, they're a skeleton, and they go, it's time to change my diet. I got to try diet change now. Are you kidding me? And this happened repeatedly. And my response was always this. I don't know what to say to you. I said, your body's reserve energy is so low that I don't know if you have enough time to try to rebuild your energy up by putting nutrients into it right now to try to combat all of the damaging effects of your lifetime of dietary abuse. Now, think about this for a second. It's kind of like a glass. And, you know, even Paul said this in the New Testament. He said, I feel like though my life is being poured out as a drink offering. Now, here's how I look at that. If you've got a 32-ounce tumbler and you're pouring out an ounce a minute and you're putting another tumbler on top of that and you're pouring in an ounce a minute or 2 ounces a minute, that tumbler is going to stay full and you're not going to lose that reserve energy that your body needs to stay healthy. So if your body's constantly burning the candle at both ends and you're not replenishing the nutrients simply because you don't know how to, or because you don't want to, or because you're just being stubborn, or because you don't have the education to know how to do it, I got all that. But you have to ask yourself a question. If you do all of that, why do you think your body's not going to deteriorate? I mean, we're in a deterioration process. By the time we get past our teenage years and into our early 20s, human growth hormone goes on a downhill track. That's why I take my HGH stimulate every single day, because it stimulates the production through the pituitary gland naturally of human growth hormone, which helps to maintain lean muscle mass, helps to maintain libido, helps to maintain healthy blood pressure. People say, what, you take it every day? Yeah, I take it all the time. I always tell Savannah, make me an HGH. And it's not an injection, it's a powder. And see, this is the thing that I always tell people. If you know there are certain things that you know to do and you don't do it, the Bible says to you, that's a sin. I remember one time, Doug, I was teaching at Carpenter's Home Church, which has since been torn down and leveled, is completely gone now in Central Florida. That's another whole story. I should tell you that on the air one time. I know the whole story of that mess. And I remember I had a class there, and I had 5,000 people come to the class. Did it for like 4 or 5 years. And finally, I had seen a person who was in church one day and had been coming to the class for several weeks, and they were no longer attending the class. I'd have anywhere from 50 to 100 people in there every Wednesday night in the class. And I said, why are you not coming to class anymore? And they said, well, no, we don't want to know. What you got to say? And I said, well, you mean you don't want to know or you don't care? I said, oh, no, we care, but we don't want to know. Because we know that if we listen to you and you tell us what we're doing is wrong and we have to make a correction and we don't do it, we're sinning. So we would rather not go to your class and not learn, so we don't consider ourselves to be sinning. And Paul addressed this in the New Testament, if you remember. He said, should we continue sinning so that grace may increase? Because by no means, we died to sin, how can we live it any longer? So a lot of Christians have that mindset, Doug. If we don't know what's going on, we're not going to be held accountable for it. We don't need to know. So when you want to talk about alternative news or health care or natural health care, we don't want to know, because a lot of people still believe in providentialism, and they believe that God's providence is going to take care of them regardless of what they do to their bodies, and that if they give their children 78 vaccinations and that child comes down with autism, that it was God's will for that child to become autistic. I had somebody actually tell me that one time, and I blew a cork. I got mad. I said, I don't believe that. That's like saying that if you step in front of a semi-truck going 80 miles an hour to see if that truck can stop on time and you get killed, it was God's will for you to be squished by a semi-truck. I said, that's nonsense. I said, God gives us knowledge, and he gives us reasoning skills, and he wants us to use both, and he wants us to learn what the Word of God says. My Bible says, don't you know that ye yourselves are God's temple and that God's Spirit lives within you, and if you destroy God's temple, he will destroy you. That's what the Word of God says. And now he doesn't. What that means in the interpretation is that you're going to destroy yourself. Because remember what it says in the Old Testament, Doug? The Jews had come out of Egypt. God had given them the word, and he had given them the laws in Leviticus and Deuteronomy. And he said to them very clearly, he goes, if you do what I'm telling you to do, you're going to live long and you're going to prosper in the land that I'm giving you. And he goes, and you're going to be blessed. And he says, but if you don't do what I'm telling you to do, then what's going to happen is you're going to be cursed, and you're going to suffering all these long and lingering diseases. And that's like cancer and all these other things that come upon them because they're not following his protocols. And then he takes it another step further, because you know how stubborn these guys were, because they kept worshiping all of these weird things they'd learned in Egypt. And he says another thing. He says, so I'm setting before you today life or death. Now choose life. And that's what I'm saying tonight to you guys that are listening. You know, there's a different way you can live. You can live and be healthy and have tremendous energy every single day of your life, even into your 60s. But you've got to choose life. You've got to choose the way that you know you should go. See, the Bible also tells us in the book of Ecclesiastes that time and chance happen to everybody. And we understand that. There's a reason that you're listening to this show tonight. If you're listening for the first time and you're a first-time Hagman listener, or the first time you've heard me on a talk show and you're hearing me first time tonight, there's a reason that you tuned in. Now, you know I'm talking to you right now if you're listening to me and you know this is true. You may be suffering from arthritis or heart disease or diabetes or some other type of disease or ailment or something that you can't correct and you don't know how to do it. And you're like, I don't know what to do. Well, guys, there are natural things out there for almost every single protocol, every single ailment. In fact, a lot of these things I've written articles on at healthmasters.com that you can get completely for free and get on our newsletter every single day. It'll send you an update every single day on all new articles and some of the same articles that we used over the years that I've already written. Because, guys, I want you to know this. I want you to know that I care about every single person here. I love your audience, Doug. I love my audience. I love Hodge's audience and Sheila's audiences. And I just appreciate you guys so much. And I want to thank you for supporting us. And plus, on top of that, you're not supporting the globalists and their global corporations when you support a company like Health Masters. You support Hagman, you're supporting the alternative news who are coming to you at, quite frankly, nowadays at a great risk to tell you guys the truth of what's going on here. I mean, this thing with Seth Rich, this is as hot as a box of hot potatoes. This is hot, but nobody wants to touch it. Everybody's avoiding it. This whole thing with Wiener going to jail now with the Podesta emails back in the fall with Umadine. I mean, you're not hearing this from the mainstream media. It's kind of in a couple little channels here and there. They're covering all of this stuff up because they don't want you to know the truth. And they certainly don't know what want you to know the truth about the toxins that corn is now labeled and controlled by the EPA as a pesticide, that bovine growth hormone causes all these different hormone problems in the body and cancers in the body. And they don't want you to know that soy feminizes little boys. And they sure don't want you to know that fluoride makes you servile and infertile, was used first in the Nazi concentration camps. And after we read the information coming out of Dachau, we put it in our water supply in the United States in 1947. They don't want you to know any of this stuff because remember, these guys want you ignorant and dumbed down. They want a slave race that does what they're told to do without questioning their authority. They want you to say, okay, that's fine with me. I'll take the mark of the beast. Well, guys, as for me and my house, I'm going to serve the Lord and I'm going to refuse to do any of this nonsense, guys. And if I know they're doing something wrong to me or my family, I'm going to do everything I can to tell people about it and to make sure it doesn't happen to my family, Doug and Joe, and that includes my listeners.
We need to push back.
That's right. We've got to push back. Absolutely.
Man, I'll tell you what, we only have about 8 minutes left of our program, 7 minutes left of our program, Ted. You've taken us almost to the end. Keep going, brother. I mean, I don't know where to go, but you're right. I must reiterate Seth Rich. That's a very hot topic at the moment. And you know what? We cannot afford to allow that topic to get eaten up by other headlines, by other white noise. So, folks, please just keep watch of HagmanReport.com. And again, I'm going to do what I can to bring forth additional information about Seth Rich. Just go to, in fact, go to our video channel, Hagman Report YouTube channel, and check out the latest videos about Seth Rich, but and George Webb at WEBB also, you know, a very good internet researcher, has a lot of information about the murder of Seth Rich. But Ted, yeah, go ahead.
Doug, you're absolutely right. I mean, think about this for a second. I mean, here's Seth Rich, you know, head guy with DNC, releasing supposedly all of these emails to WikiLeaks to realize how he wanted to expose the corruption. All of a sudden, he ends up dead. I mean, you remember that show we released with you several years ago now, the one that we broke when all these doctors were being killed who were involved in the research with autism. I mean, the first thing I said on your show that night is I am not autistic and I'm not taking prescription medications. I'm not suicidal and I'm definitely not autistic, but we released that information on autism and I wanted to make sure that everybody knew that, and Doug, you do the same thing with me. If I get involved in stuff that I know is kind of risky, I'll let you know that I'm involved in it. You do the same thing with me because we want somebody out there that something happens to us, that they'll tell the truth of what happened to me or what happened to you. Now, guys, this is why it's so important that you support alternative broadcasting. Now, again, I'm saying this to you this is not PBS. We don't get billions of dollars a year in funding from the federal government or hundreds of millions. We don't get that. Okay? This is natural. This is basically, what's the term I'm looking for? We basically have to generate our own revenue to stay on the air, and the major suppliers and the advertisers don't really want to be involved with any of this stuff because they don't like what we got to say because we're affecting their revenue stream because a lot of their products are being made by the very globalists that we're nailing on these shows.
Right on. Yeah, and people don't get that. I just want to thank each and every one of you who have supported us in our broadcasting. Thank you so very much. We really appreciate that. And you know what? We are doing our level best to grow, to expand, to reach out, touch more individuals, more countries, and for the end result of course, spreading the gospel, but also doing providing the news through a biblical worldview. So we want to thank everyone. And on behalf of Ted Brothers, thank you so much for supporting Health Masters through your purchases. This is how we are able to grow and get things done and get the truth out there. And there's no apologies, about that. We are... I'll tell you what, it's just been it's been a really busy week. And an exceptionally busy day.
Well, yeah, and Doug, here's the other thing too. And remember, you guys take like, 5 minutes worth of commercials every hour? That's it. And so the rest of the show is being paid for by you guys. On my show, because Health Master sponsors my show, we don't take any commercial breaks. If you listen to GCN or some of these other networks, I mean, every 5 to 7 minutes, you've got to listen to a 2 or 3 minute commercial. It's just what it is. And so you'll have somebody who'll be right in the middle of a really good point they're trying to make and all of a sudden got to go to commercial break every 6 minutes or 3 minutes or 5 minutes. That's very frustrating. And in fact, I've stopped listening to a lot of the alternative major networks like this because of that very reason. And then again, we don't want to be that. That's why we don't want to be those people. We don't want to be those guys that are constantly having to go to commercial breaks. And so when you support us and support Doug or support Health Masters, and we've got our coupon now, the Doug 5 coupon for 5% off the website except for the special items, it allows us to not have to put commercial sponsors on, and it allows us the ability to make sure that if we do put commercial sponsors in, it's who we want. Because I know several years ago, you took a very strong stand for the Bible and for what was right, and you lost a bunch of your sponsors. And I mean, and I'm not going to talk about on the air who these people were, but the point is this, guys, you don't understand when you stand for righteousness, when you try to do what's right in Jesus's and Christ's eyes, and in Yeshua's eyes and Yahweh's eyes, a lot of times the alternative media and these guys that are promoting certain products, they don't believe that way. I mean, look at the doggone CEO of Starbucks. I mean, this guy is like, he's as liberal as it gets. And see, and this is what we have to understand is that, you know, we're here to support you guys in your efforts to get alternative news every single day of the week. I'm on 5 days a week. Actually, I'm on 6 days a week on Sunday night also, but that's the top show that we do for the week. I play on Sunday night. We used to do live on Sunday night, and working 6 days a week, it was just overwhelming me as far as with family time. I couldn't do it, Doug. But so we play the top show of the 5 days every Sunday night, and you can listen to my show live on a telephone number. And Sharon, if you got that number, if you'll get it for me real quick. There's a phone number you can call through Global Star Network, and you can listen to my show 24 hours a day, but don't listen to it during the Hagman broadcast. Listen to the Hagman broadcast live, and realize that you can listen to our show at Health Masters with Ted and Austin Brower anytime you want, driving down the road in your car. You can actually call a telephone number, and the number is 641-552-5310. That number is 641-552-5310, and we have the same type of show that Doug has every single day on Global Star, but it is only an hour long. We just simply don't have time to do a long show like Doug. Doug has made a tremendous sacrifice for the listeners, because 3 hours a day requires tremendous amount of prep time. I mean, it takes me hours every single day just to prepare for a one-hour show. I can't even imagine what Doug does. And that's why it's so important that you support the guests and the sponsors of Doug's show, because what it does, it allows all of us to work together in unison, synergistically, to bring you the news that we need to bring you and make you all aware of the truth that we've learned, including the Seth Rich thing. And I'm going to close with one thing. By the way, the Diabetic Journal of India says that turmeric extract is 100% effective at preventing type 2 diabetes. This is a study that came out last year, and so we are talking about blood sugar and how to control it. This is one of the things that's on our healthy blood sugar protocol at Health Masters, and also it works very, very, very well in keeping the immune system very strong, and it also works very, very well at helping the body to eliminate allergies. It's one of the things this contractor started taking yesterday. He was so bad with allergies he could barely breathe. He calls me up the same next day and he goes, "My allergies are better in one day. Is that possible?" The answer is yes. It's possible if the dosing's high enough. You can have tremendous results on supplements almost immediately, but you've got to make sure you're taking the right stuff and the right dosing. And we're here to help you at healthmasters.com. Now, we can't take you off prescription drugs, and please don't ask us to do third and fourth and fifth party consults. If you have somebody you want us to talk to, let them call us. Don't ask us to call them. And don't ask us to try to help somebody who doesn't want to be helped. That's very, very important, because if somebody doesn't want to change their diet, it doesn't help trying to talk to them. All they want to do is get into an argument. And Doug, at 61 years of age, I'm done trying to argue with people. They want to eat junk food all the time. It's their choice, buddy. What do you think? Okay.